Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
This meeting is being recorded.
Take 12 if you want to run uncut. Yeah. Unapologetic from the jump. Yeah. And no politics in this club. Just dirt from the streets and the creeks in the mud. Take 12. Best podcast for the Seahawks. Number one sports talk. Yeah, we got it on live. Take 12. Every episode, 12 hot takes. And we repping for Seattle, my place. Take 12.
It's the Take 12 podcast. Welcome to the show. I'm Brett. A little bit of a different start to the show today. No cold open. Because I have no cold takes today. Producer Katie is here hanging out.
Hey.
Our man Lofa has the episode off, but stay tuned because we are giving away his ball at the end of the episode. So don't go anywhere. And don't skip ahead or anything either, because producer Katie has some very special stuff for us on this very special episode of the Take 12 podcast. We've been traveling up to Seattle, doing a lot of stuff up there in the community, doing a lot of different stuff for the podcast in general over the course of the last little bit here, and just kind of want to share some of that stuff with you guys. And Katie, you were at Lumen Field some time ago.
Yeah, May 20th,
yeah,
they had
go.
The Move for Love event at Lumen Field.
What is that?
It's a One Love Foundation is an organization that basically educates about healthy relationships, and they do that by going into schools and giving presentations to kids about what a healthy relationship looks like.
Mm-hmm. Like family relationship, romantic relationships,
yeah.
All kinds of different relationships, friendship relationships, and how to not be a...
Yes, that's basically what they're doing.
Sure, that's good.
And like I think that's good.
How come we have math class, history class, social studies, but not
be
cool with each other
be
class?
Cool.
You know,
yeah.
and that message, it's such an important message.
And their curriculum kind of falls under the health class, I guess, if you're in high school.
Sure.
So they go into like health class, and basically the big message is like, don't just outright be like, hey, your partner or whoever you're hanging out with a bunch is kind of crappy,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you can't just like come out and say that, because most people, that will just make them defend their partner.
Mm.
So basically their message is ask leading questions,
mm-hmm.
and make the person come up with it on their own. And your job as their friend is to help them get there.
So what were they doing at Lumen Field?
They had an event called Move for Love, where it was a 5K. And the Seahawks are a big partner of theirs. And so the Seahawks opened up the facility, and part of the 5K was on the field. I got yelled at
because that's awesome.
I was on a bench, and this lady was like,
get
off of that.
Wait, you sat on one of the benches that the players sit on?
No, it was off to the side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it was down on the field level?
On one of the end zones. Yeah.
Wow. Cool. How was it to be out there on the field?
Cool.
I've never gotten to go down onto the field.
It was cool.
that is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Were the end zones painted and everything? Seahawks and stuff like that? Did you notice the lines on the field?
I did notice the lines.
Did you look around at all while you were there?
Mostly I was getting yelled at, Brett.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's how it goes around here sometimes.
Yeah.
No, that's cool, though. That's awesome. How many people were out? A couple hundred, a couple thousand people running around? Food trucks? What else?
There was food trucks afterward.
That's awesome.
G. Scott was there. He was the MC.
Oh, I love G.
And yeah, there were 700 people there. I made friends with this just sweet, very nice couple like the weekend prior. And I was like, hey, I'm doing this thing. You should volunteer. They did.
Yeah, that's Seattle for you.
How
people
cool
coming
is
out.
That?
Yep, people coming out, people supporting community. That's awesome.
Just the best. I'm impressed by Seattle every time I get to spend time up there.
Yeah.
And getting to go be at Lumen Field and go on the field is pretty rad.
Well, that's been a big part of all these podcasts that we've been building. And our whole thing with Nice Guy Digital is that, you know, not only are we trying to build a little podcast network here and make a business out of it, but we're also trying to do as much stuff with charities and different foundations and organizations and because then we can live up to our name
and
be nice guys around here.
Yeah. And use our platform to amplify their message as well. So
yeah, why not?
Later in the episode, I interviewed a couple of people who are part of the organizational team for that event and also for the charity just in general.
Not later in the episode. I was going to get to that stuff right now because we're talking about the charity and what they do and everything. We might as well hear from the people themselves because you took a microphone up there with you, right?
I did.
Well, so let's air the chats and get all of the information. And then after that, you guys can come back and we'll give away Lofa's ball.
Can I still come? And
I guess I'll start since I have the microphone. My name's Lori Hennessy. I'm the executive director for One Love in the Pacific Northwest. I am now in week 7 in that position, and it has been an amazing ride. I came into it knowing we had this huge event, which I'm sure will come up in this interview, and it has just been a delightful, delightful ride. So I'm the executive director of One Love in the Northwest.
And I am Rhea Kimball. I am director of development. Lori is a godsend in the 7 short weeks that she has been here. She has really laid the foundation for us to become, you know, a powerhouse organization in the region. And I've been with One Love for 3 years now. Time just really flies.
Wow.
I started off as an engagement manager, but now I get to build relationships with people so that they can find their place in One Love and support us and help us bring relationship health education to communities. So I had, it's not a midlife crisis because I'm too young for that, but a couple
an
of
awakening.
Years ago, awakening, where I wanted to do a little bit more and make more of an impact in my community and didn't really know how. I've done a lot of volunteer work with nonprofits, and so I didn't think it was possible to make a living and support myself doing this. So I actually started searching, and then I came across One Love. They were looking for an engagement manager, and I said, oh my God, this is a no-brainer.
For me, this cause, when I heard about it, it just felt like an amazing, perfect part of my journey. Not only because of all the people that were helping, but the culture of the organization and the people like Rhea, the people that I've met, there's this kind of overarching theme of one should spread love in the world and be kind to the world. And those are sort of my themes as well. My best boss I ever had, I always tell people, his slogan he had on his desk was first be kind. And I try to have that same slogan. And so when I heard of One Love, it was kind of like, wow, this is a great thing. It's something I can build. It's something I can grow. I love fundraising. I love making connections. So everything came together. And then being a mom, it was just, I've seen my kids be in relationships over time where I'm like, come on, you know better. So there's a lot of teaching that I want to do, and this is a great place to do it.
Let's talk about One Love and its missions and you know, the values of this organization. What's the goal?
So I'll start, but I'm sure Rhea has much more to add. Here I am in week 8. I keep having talking points. So One Love basically, so Yardley Love was a young woman who was just, you know, I wish I would have met. Very active, very involved athlete. And right before she graduated, She was murdered by her ex-boyfriend. So her family created One Love in her honor.
Wow.
And the whole goal of the organization was to say, what are healthy relationships? And how do you look for the signs of a relationship not being healthy? Which, after Yardley's tragic death, they found out that it was a very unhealthy relationship. But what One Love is all about is basically saying, okay, there is a world we can create where we deserve kindness, where we're treated wonderfully by our partners. And a lot of kids have never had education around that. Kids in schools, there's never been any sort of, let's talk about what your relationships are. Let's talk about things you should watch for to tell you there's trouble. And social media has made this all much worse.
Mm-hmm.
There's more bullying. There's a lot. We all know depression is off the charts. The pandemic didn't help. So now's the time to really reach youth and give them the tools so they can see when there is a concern about a relationship they're developing.
How we do this is we created what we call the 10 signs of a healthy and unhealthy relationship. And so we did that because we wanted to create a common language for people to understand these behaviors.
Sure.
And I love that we call them behaviors because we tend to label, this is a bad person, this is a good person, but it really is about finding out and recognizing and understanding that we all do unhealthy things from time to time, and there are unhealthy behaviors that we may exhibit. But what becomes an issue is when we create a consistent pattern, right? And we use it as a tool to manipulate or get control of another person. And the beautiful thing about One Love and creating this common language is we wanted to speak the language of the youth, right? To speak in a way that they understand so that they can take this language and spread it with their peers, because peer-to-peer education is really powerful. And we find that young people tend to talk to other young people, right? And so we want to empower them with these tools and resources to say, hey, these are the signs. If I see my friend doing something unhealthy, I can say, hey, you know, I can point to a behavior, right? And I can say, you know what, that thing that you did last week made me feel X, Y, and Z, right? Like pointing to the behavior, pointing to different instances where they've experienced that. And then going beyond that, you know, youth was, they said this was really great, but they also wanted to know what healthy was as well, and how can they create, you know, relationships where they exhibit those healthy behaviors. So I think the 10 signs is really powerful. It's spreading. It's giving all of us a common language. One thing you always say is, oh, that was so toxic. I was like, okay, you say that word a lot. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? Right? And so they're able to recognize these signs through films. And that's how we really educate young people, through film-based workshops, right? And so a lot of people are not going to open up about what they've experienced right away, but they can talk about behaviors that they see characters exhibited on screen. And it's a practice. We believe that practicing healthy behaviors can create healthy patterns in people. Partnerships are in our DNA. That is one of our values at One Love. And so we partner, because I love that word, it's about building relationships. We partner with schools, we partner with community leaders, we partner with other young people. So what we do is we say, hey, this is what we do, this is who we are, here are resources if you want to use them. It's available. I will say we are philanthropically funded, and that's great because our resources are free. Mm. We do not want to create any barriers for anyone to have this education. So we have an online education center where people can register, create an account, and they get access to all of our resources. We train the adults and youth to have these conversations in their communities because they know their own communities, right? They have those relationships already. And it allows us to scale because One Love can only be, as a staff, you know, as many places as we can. But if you empower people to do it, right, then they can continue those, right?
They take that message and build on it. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. In the Northwest, we have a growing program here, right? We're relatively new. One Love has had a footprint in other parts of the country, but we're really building our footprint here. So we have now reached 60,000 people in 118 nonprofits and community-based organizations here in the Northwest.
Wow.
Which, that's our growing one. That's where we're just getting going. So, I mean, that's just scraping the top of all those we want to reach, but that's a pretty impressive figure. That's a lot of people we've been reaching with the materials. I was so excited. I went to Washington, D.C. with a bunch of the students here in the area, and there were students from around the country that all gathered for this intensive training on how to advocate for themselves, how to get involved in the political process. And there was a training, and then we took them on visits. And way back early in my career, I worked on Capitol Hill. And so I'm one of those people, I always jokingly say, I love West Wing. I just love that.
I don't jokingly love West Wing. I love West Wing.
It is my, I mean, I wish Jed Bartlett were president.
I do too.
I know. I have a t-shirt that says Bartlett for president. Literally, I'm not being a metaphorical person.
But I loved it so much watching these kids develop both an interest in advocacy, an awareness of elected officials, and kind of see that little seed take root, where a couple of them at the end said, ooh, I think I might want to get involved in this area. So we went through and gave them messages and worked on trainings, told them how advocacy works, and advocacy is sort of my passion area. So it was cool to see.
I love it when you see the maturation process of going to a workshop, starting the club, becoming a student leader, going to DC, and then graduating and bringing that education to, you know, colleges. I mean, I've seen some really disengaged, what I thought disengaged, and come to find out they're like leading clubs and leading workshops with athletes, you know, One Love clubs, just different programs within their school. It's really cool to see. People can't support what they don't know. You can go to our website, www.joinonelove.org. We're on social media as well, Join One Love. There's a lot of investment that we do with our blogs. We have PSAs, and we also have people on the ground, right, that do this work, executive directors, people in development, and those frontline people we call engagement managers who are actively going out and connecting with people. And really, it's just like who we are, what we do. If you want to get involved, we'll partner with you and think about ways that you can implement this education to your, you know, students or people or youth that you serve. And I think a lot of people are still grappling with the concept of, like, really what is prevention education? I feel like we're really reactive as a society, but we are, like, trying to mm-hmm. be proactive. Mm-hmm. We're trying to really invest and make sure that, you know, our nation's capital, those who are advocating, those legislators know that you should put more resources into prevention, mm-hmm. Relationship health education, right? Let's see what we can do if we really get ahead of the problem. And One Love is really invested in that. And we partner with other amazing organizations that also do this work. But I know that we all have to come together to do it.
I mentioned that I had worked in Capitol Hill earlier in my career, and I was sexually harassed. And a lot of people who go through traumatic experiences or relationships or harassed truly get gaslit into thinking they did something wrong, and then they go quiet because if they talk, they get attacked. And what I would say is the power that I have felt every time I've given a speech or talked about this issue, it's a wonderful feeling. It's mm-hmm. like, no, I will not be silenced. So to me, when I heard about One Love, it just really fit into an area of passion for me, which is giving people the tools to talk for themselves, to come into the sunlight about things that we routinely hide from, mm-hmm. and have conversations about it.
If you have a friend that's in an unhealthy relationship, we have what we call how to help a friend.
Okay.
And how to start the conversation. Sometimes we say this, not that. I would say, you know, one of the things you can do is just check in with your friend consistently about it. Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you feeling today? Ask open-ended questions. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to blame that person's partner because that does not help. Oh, your partner's trash. Like, that does not
that just
do
makes them
anything.
Defend the bad behavior.
Yeah, they're gonna be defensive, and sometimes people don't even realize that they're in an unhealthy relationship.
Sure.
I think you always want to come from a place of non-judgment. Mm-hmm. And then always know that you want to leave that open door. It takes a while for someone who is in an unhealthy or abusive relationship to leave their partner. Mm-hmm. So you just want to make sure that you are that person when they are ready to come and talk to them. We can actually mobilize people to do something about it and take action in a fun way, which is Move for Love.
Okay.
And so it is in partnership with the Seattle Seahawks, Woo! Which is a first class class organization, if I say so myself, for a 5K run walk, because the Pacific Northwest is very active, right? And so this is a really cool event where they get to run, you know, through the stadium and in a portion of the field, and then come to the Finish Line Festival. We have great community partners that are sharing their services. We have a DJ, entertainment, food trucks. So it's really community event. Take 12, right? So it's to bring people annually together to raise awareness about this issue, but again, to have fun. And it's something that we want everyone to look forward to every year.
This is basically our wonderfully fun attempt to get to know people here in the Northwest. And what better way? I mean, I wish people could see us right now. I mean, it's a brilliant blue sky. We're at Lumen Field. You know, we're sitting here. We're about to see families, people of all ages from all locations doing this event together. And the registration is huge. I mean, so many people are coming. I think thinking of like a seven-year-old kid being able to run with his family, even touch his foot on Lumen Field. But it's really, it's amazing the love people have for this team. And I'm talking before they became such a champion. I'm talking in the dark days of the 70s where people were like, Seattle what?
I mean,
we all were like, go Seahawks. But I mean, of course, now, whole different view of things for the rest of the world. But boy, just the thought of families having a chance to go in that place together is pretty, pretty cool. So we're glad to provide that. They don't do this usually. This is pretty cool.
Anybody who's listening right now can use OL12 as a promo code on our Take 12 Travel website. And 12% back of your purchase price to any of our trips will be returned to the One Love Foundation. And nice. At our event in New York City, we'll be doing fundraising efforts at our tailgate and at our party the night before. And we're trying to make as big of an impact for you guys as much as we can.
Thank you, Brett. Yeah. Thank you, Lofa. And thank you, Take 12.
Lofa, we're at the One Love Move for Love event. How do you feel about it?
Oh, it was great. It's a beautiful day, surrounded by love, pun intended, and great energy.
Why are healthy relationships important?
It's everything, you know, not just for the betterment of each person, but, you know, together, you know, everyone does more. And so important to spread love and positive energy. They do a lot of great stuff out there, and we worked with them before, and, you know, happy to partner with them on a number of things. So the trip in New York is going to be special, going to be a great time. So hopefully you guys join us there.
Lots of good info there. No, that's awesome. And they're doing cool things. You guys can check out One Love. They got a website. They also are all over social media. It's at
Join One Love, the number one. Mm-hmm. Join One Love.
And also, you know, we're working with a lot of different charities and foundations, like we've been saying, especially when it comes to these trips and travel experiences that we're selling for the upcoming Seahawks season. You guys have heard us talking about it on the air. We're going to be going to L.A., for the Rams away game. We're going to New York for the Giants away game. We're going to Nashville for the Titans away game. And then also to Dallas for the Seahawks away game with the Cowboys there. And if you buy our travel experiences and you use a promo code for any of our charities or foundations that we're working with, One Love is one of them. When you buy the trip, the charity or foundation or organization or whoever you use the promo code for, they're going to get a 12% kickback straight to the charity.
Yeah.
That we, you know, we'll make the donation and all that on your behalf out there. And so these organizations, I mean, if you're a Seahawk fan, like we all are, if you want to travel and have a great time partying and watching the games on the road and all of that kind of stuff, which we know you Seahawk people want to do, right? And then you're also charitable, which we know everybody in Seattle is, you might as well just buy our experiences while using a promo code so that those charities can get that kickback.
Percentage.
Why I keep calling it a kickback. It sounds like it's illegal over here, but it's not. It's you're doing good. I mean, why not? You don't get the 12% off.
Right. It's not a discount.
12%. So, you know, you're basically just handing them
a donation.
A donation when you purchase the experience. And so why not do both things at the same time?
So if you want to buy a trip and you want to take this travel experience with us, go to take12travel.com and use the promo code ONELOVE12 to support the One Love Foundation.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Hey, it's time to give away a ball.
Let's do it.
Should we give away Lofa's ball without him here? You know, my favorite part of this entire giveaway has just been saying Lofa's ball everywhere because I'm juvenile.
Yeah.
And that's how my brain works. So I think we should be giving away. We've had tons of entries. All of you who entered, thank you so much for entering. We got tons of emails on this one. This was a very popular giveaway. So we took our time in figuring out the drawing and everything because you guys were just kept entering and entering and entering, and it felt like we should give people enough days to enter. So this has been going for weeks and weeks and weeks.
The winner is?
Too many people entering, too hard to keep track of. You guys have no idea how hard it was to write all of your names on a piece of paper and put it all into this silly bowl.
J. Ray.
How do you spell it?
J-A-Y-R-A-Y.
That's about as easy as it goes.
J. Ray.
Thank you for sending us an email. Thank you for entering the contest. Thank you for listening to the Take 12 podcast. We love all you guys.
Congratulations, J. Ray.
Shout out to everybody who was down there at the Move for Love event. You want to shout out anyone by name?
Nope. I think we did it all in the episode.
I don't know. Shout outs on the radio are like an old school fun thing. Yeah. I just thought.
How about, okay, Sydney and Kurt. Sydney and Kurt, thanks for showing up. Thanks for showing out. It's rare you meet people who are like, yeah, I'm going to go be present at that thing that I said I was going to be at.
Yeah.
And then they actually do it.
That's what I was saying. Awesome. I was giving you a chance to put their names on the air.
Thanks. Okay. And then said their names.
I wasn't trying to make it weird. You made it weird.
Just was nervous I was going to forget anybody's real name because I'm so bad with names. Yeah. I was like, that seems like a trap that I don't want to fall into. But Sydney and Kurt, I do actually know their names. So thanks for being there. No, it seems
you
like
guys
I don't
are some
know
of the lucky few.
Name.
Producer Katie actually knows your name.
Oh my God, it's bad.
You know, back at the time when I said you want to shout anyone out, you just had to launch it with the names. It would have been fine. We have a strict no editing policy on all podcasts.
That's too much work. Who's going to do that?
SeahawksPOD@gmail.com is the email address for the show. SeahawksPOD@gmail.com. SeahawksPOD@gmail.com. Save it in your phone if you ever want to enter one of our contests. You can do it quickly. Check us out on all social media at Take12Pod. Check out our sponsor, EpicSeats.com. Use promo code Take12 to take 12% off when you're buying $100 worth of seats at epicseats.com. They got concert tickets, sporting events, anything going on basically in the world. It's not just in Seattle either. You can get tickets for anything at epicseats.com, and you use the promo code TAKE12 when you're buying or selling. You get an extra $12 per seat when you're selling. You get 12% off when you spend $100. I'm just letting it run. You got anything else? Any other names before? This has been the Take 12 podcast. I'm Brett. She's Katie. We're out. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.